Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
100% occupancy, however, on a trailer in a lot across from Corey Brooks's school and church. Hey, Corey, are you there? Pastor Brooks, welcome back to the show.
Hey, John, I am here. I made it through a tough night, but I'm here.
Yeah, I thought about you last night, man. Pastor Corey Brooks has been living on top of a trailer in an empty lot across from his school and church. Pastor Brooks wants to put a community center in that lot in order to raise awareness and money, money, money. He needs money. He's resolved to be up there for 100 consecutive nights. He started just before Thanksgiving. What day are you on now, Corey?
Day 90. And, day 90 and counting.
Man, T-minus 10 and counting. So how was it last night?
It was pretty rough last night with the snow and the wind, and then it got cold. So it was probably one of our tougher nights. It's definitely in the top three.
I'm sorry that you've got two others. That's that's rough.
Yeah, I am too. And but overall, I'm in good spirits, and I think our team is in good spirits, and your listeners have been a tremendous blessing to us, so they keep us going.
Yeah. Well, it's not just our listeners. I know you've got a lot of people around the city and country watching you, but I'm, always hopeful that people will donate to your Project Hood, projecthood.org. Visit projecthood.org, and you can make a contribution for the New Beginnings Church project to put a community center over there. What kind of numbers are you looking at? Where are you in your quest here, Pastor?
So after 90 days, we're at $8 million. I know a lot of your listeners have been giving because they send me emails and they tell me how much they appreciate it and how good they feel about giving to help us on the South Side. So we have a long way to go, but we're going to tough it out and keep going, and hopefully we can get to our goal of $35
million. Yeah. 35. I've been telling people
35.
20. I've been telling people 25, 24, 23 and a half.
Well, that we'll take that, but the ultimate goal is $35
billion. What's the cost? I don't know. Tell me how you get to 35. What are you going to put in that thing, Corey?
So we've got four restaurants. Three of them, we already know what they're going to be. The fourth one is the Teach Culinary Arts and Hospitality to train people to do job services around the city. We also have a trade school where we're teaching construction, HVAC, plumbing, electrical, automotive. We have a trauma counseling center. We have an entrepreneurial school. We're going to have a private school for young black boys who are from single-parent households who live below the poverty line, who will be taught by all-male teachers. We're excited about that. We have a gym. We have an arts facility, music and arts facility, a theater, rooftop garden, everything that is needed, a trauma counseling facility, everything that is needed to help people to turn their lives around. That's what we're going to have in this center.
How many square feet are you looking at?
89,000 square feet.
And how big is that lot? Is that an acre?
I really don't know how big the lot is. I just know it's mostly a whole block, and we're going to take up most of the space. We're going to use parking from the street parking and parking across the street at our church. So it won't have any on-site parking because the facility is so big, but we'll have places where people can park, though.
Do you worry that you'll put up this terrific idea, but then it'll get busted up or vandalized or somehow abused?
I don't worry about that simply because we're already doing the work. We have a wonderful facility. Anybody who's been to our church, we do a pretty good job keeping it up, and people respect it. And I think once this facility is built, people are going to respect it. Excellence, when you do excellence, you expect excellence from people, and we're not going to lower the standard because of how we think somebody might have a ghetto mentality to mess it up. And it'll be known. We will definitely take care of those issues if they were to ever arise. We would take care of that immediately. But we plan to have a fantastic facility. We want it to look good. We want it to help us to transform this community. And the look is part of transformation.
The look is part of the transformation? Is that what you said?
Absolutely.
What do you mean?
You know, there's a great book that people need to read about. It's called The Broken Window Theory. And it talks about, you know, when you allow broken windows and cars that are abandoned and trash to be in a neighborhood, that helps to breed crime as well. But the opposite is also true. When you have nice facilities and nice buildings and you up the standard and expectations of people, that it breeds a different type of mentality. And so we believe that part of the transformation is getting away from these ugly, downtrodden, horrible buildings and starting to make the neighborhood look better.
Boy, sing that song, my friend. You know, when I go to the Arboretum on the west side or even make a turn on the other side of the museum, the Science and Industry Museum, where they're going to put the Barack Obama thing, the garbage that's on the side of these parkways is just heartbreaking. And I think, would somebody get a bag and go pick that up? Would the park district do it? And then I thought, well, maybe if I lived in that neighborhood, I ought to do it. And then I thought, that probably is culturally ignorant of me. There's a reason that those are the trademarks of these neighborhoods. And the garbage isn't the problem, but the garbage is part of the problem. It is part of the problem.
Yes, it's definitely part of the problem. When you allow that type of mentality and when you allow garbage to be in the street, it breeds that garbage mentality. We actually have one of our staff members goes from 66th to 63rd every day to make sure that we don't have trash on the street.
How many blocks is that, did you say?
I deployed. Three blocks from 66th to 63rd and King. Their job in the morning, their first job, go up and down King Drive. I don't want to see any trash on the street.
So let's go back to your rooftop now. So you're on a trailer across from your New Beginnings Church. There's a school as well there. This is an empty lot that 10 years ago you were able to get the money to clear, but that doesn't build the community center. You got a $200,000 anonymous donation last week from somebody in Washington, D.C. You ever figure out who that is, Corey?
No, I did not figure out who it is, but I'm excited that we got another $100,000 donation from a local company, Metropolitan Steel. They're coming back up today. They came yesterday. I'm real excited and thankful for them. So even though we don't know who gave the $200,000 from Washington, D.C., I am thankful to Metropolitan Steel right here in Chicago.
Corey, you buried the lead. I'm going to go buy some steel today.
Absolutely. Everybody, if you have to erect some steel, call Metropolitan Steel. They've been established since 2003, and they do a great job.
Metropolitan Steel. Thank you, Metropolitan Steel. I suppose they'd be a good ally when you have to put up the superstructure for your building.
Absolutely. They do a lot of the steel work for a lot of the bridges and buildings here in Chicago already. And I'm hoping that we'll be able to use them to erect our building as well when we can start putting the steel in. So they have the plans. We gave them the plans, and hopefully they're going to help us out. So I'm real excited about that because the steel and the concrete, those are major components. So we already have the concrete from Ozinga Concrete. Shout out to Ozinga. And now if we get the steel, we're going to be ready to roll, John.
Well, you're still going to – come on now. Projecthood.org is how you can make a small donation. And, you know, when you and I started talking, you've raised several million dollars in the last 90 days, and not all of them are $100,000 donations. It does add up, doesn't it, Corey?
It does add up. Most of the gifts, John, are from small donors. You know, I would say less than 20% of our gifts are from large donors. And when I say large donors, I'm talking about people who are giving over $25,000. Mm-hmm. Most of the gifts that we've gotten have been people giving $100, $250, or $10. You know, so no amount is too small. We need everything that we can get to make this happen. So I dare not want people to feel like if they contribute a smaller gift, that it doesn't mean anything. It means a lot, and we acknowledge that.
I had a couple questions about some crimes of late. Do you have another minute to talk to me, Corey?
As much time as you like.
Well, where are you going to go? You're just sitting on a roof.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here. I'm not going anywhere.
Okay. Pastor Corey Brooks is living on a roof of a trailer with no windbreak since Thanksgiving in a small tent. And I've got a couple more questions for him. Maybe you do, too. 815 is texted in. Can you please repeat how to donate to Corey Brooks? Visit projecthood.org. Go to projecthood.org, and it's really simple to click through and make a donation. In the comments box, you can put community center. Now's the best time to get your carpets and rugs cleaned. Schedule with Executive Green Carpet Cleaning here in February. Take advantage of one of the best deals ever. Get three rooms of the very best carpet cleaned for just $139. Hey, Corey, do you have any carpeting up there? I could get it cleaned for $139.
No, I don't have any carpet here, but we have some carpet across the street at the church that I'm sure needs some cleaning. So I'll make sure I get that number for you from you so we can get them over there to clean our carpet.
You get two rugs cleaned, Corey, and then they do the third one free. And that includes pickup and delivery. Call Kelly now, 630-990-8600. Call 630-990-8600 or schedule online at WGNClean.com for Executive Green Carpet Cleaning. 630 said, what is wrong with these corporate leaders, John? Do you really need a $50 million yacht? How about giving half of that to Pastor Corey Brooks? John, why can't people see the good in this man's vision? That's nice to hear, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, and I understand exactly what he's saying. You know, it really concerns me that we have to take measures like this just to get people to give to build a community center in one of Chicago's most violent neighborhoods. You know, I thought that people would be more generous than they are. Now, mind you, I do appreciate every gift that's given.
Yeah.
But I really thought that people would be a lot more generous. Realizing that this neighborhood needs it and that it's going to make Chicago a better place. But we have to take these type of measures and do these type of gimmicks and all the tricks we have to pull out to get people to give. I wish it was different, but that's just the way it is right now.
I won't read all of the text messages I'm getting in, but 815, I love this guy. 312, let's get a celebrity behind him. 708, thanks for giving a voice to Corey Brooks. He's working hard to improve our city. And that's the theme I think you and I end up always hitting on, and that is that if you live in a comfortable neighborhood but you're afraid to come downtown, or if your neighborhood is on the margin and you're worried the direction it's going to go, let's fix this at the source, everybody. Let's make these impoverished communities safer, healthier, and better, and then we don't have the problems that are endemic in the city. You agree with that, don't you?
Absolutely. I think that's what it's all about, and that's why I appreciate what you do, you know, because that's the message that you try to convey to everybody when you talk to them, and I really appreciate
it. Wait a minute. Hey, Corey.
Yeah.
This is from a WLS. Pastor Corey Brooks had a familiar face keeping him company during Wednesday's snowstorm. Former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich joined you on top of a shipping container. Did you know that?
Yeah, he was here all night, and he was, you know, I will say this. Even though I did not agree with a lot of his politics when he was in office, and we talked about that, one thing I can appreciate him about him that's different than some of the politicians that we have today is he knew I did not agree with some of his policies. And even those policies that I didn't agree with, he would allow me to come and talk about it. And I was a nobody then, but because of my relationship with Pastor Meeks, he would hear me out. And so having him come, and was refreshing to you know, that because this is the work that I do. I work with ex-felons and ex-cons and people who've been in prison. So
yeah.
I wasn't going to treat him any different. Those are the type of guys I work with. I believe in redemption.
Well, if you can work with, I know some of the people that you've worked with. I know some of your staff, and some of them have done time. So I guess Rob Blagojevich is no better or worse than any of us. If he wants to throw a dollar or shine a light on what you're trying to do, I'll support that 100%.
Right. He donated, made calls, and he was a real gentleman about it. And I think he was real sincere about, you know, wanting to do something about the violence. you know, he's a politician like a lot of politicians, so they love any type of media attention that they can get. So I'm sure that played into it. But I don't mind people using me as long as they don't abuse me, and he didn't abuse me, so I appreciate that.
There's more crime this week that I was thinking of some specific cases, but actually it seems like the carjackings and the murders are down a little bit. I attribute that to the weather, though, Corey.
Yeah, you know, we'll see how things go when it warms up and spring comes around and summer starts to roll in. If the violence can de-escalate and carjackings can go down, I'll be the first to applaud it. But it remains to be seen. But in the meantime, we're going to do everything we can here in this neighborhood to make sure that when those spring and summer times roll in, that we continue our decline of violent attacks and crimes of that sort to make our neighborhood stand out. So we're going to continue to work. But there's a lot of work that needs to be done in the city of Chicago, for sure.
My friend Steve just sent me a picture of you. You've got quite the beard going on now.
Yeah, you know, I've decided not to shave until I get off this roof. So I can't wait to get a nice clean face. But right now I'm just letting it grow. And somebody told me I look like a Grady on Sanford and Son. You remember him, John?
There's a little bit of that. I thought if you kept going, you'd pull off a James Harden there, but maybe more Sanford and Son is right.
More Sanford and Son, yeah, Grady. Or the gentleman from Fresh Prince, the father.
Oh yeah,
the
right.
Fresh Prince.
Don't ask me the name, but I know the image. And...
Uncle Phil.
Well, that's kind of a warm, fuzzy feeling, and. And you have a little bit of that, but you're also tough. You are also not easily manipulated or pushed around. So I appreciate your attitude about these things. What are you doing for your congregation? Are you able to preach then, Corey?
So I have a wonderful young assistant in his early 30s, Pastor TJ, who's been fulfilling a lot of those duties. But I am getting ready to do a preaching series if I have to stay on here longer than 100 days, I'm prepared to do a preaching series from the rooftop.
Okay, we're out of time today. How's your family, Corey?
Everybody's fine. My grandson, my first grandson is doing good. I get to see him every day on FaceTime. My wife is doing good. We had FaceTime today with my daughter, so my children are doing fine. So everything's going good.
One of your kids is away in school, right?
Yeah, my youngest, Kobe, he's at Morehouse in Atlanta, Georgia. And pray for him. That's all I can say.
Because you're his dad?
Yeah, because I'm his dad and because, you know, he's in Atlanta and he's, you know, there's a campus. Morehouse is connected to Spelman, which is an all-girls school, John. So, you know.
Well, you don't need to say anything else, Corey. You stay warm. You stay well fed. I know you've cut the carbs while you're up there, so I want you to be healthy, and we'll talk again next week, okay?
All right, John, I thank you so much, and thank you to all your listeners for donating and caring. I really appreciate it.